Syd Barrett wrapping up that short set of music as we are approaching the top of the hour with Octopus. Before the Syd Barrett, the Toadies went back to an album they put out called Heretics, where they re-envisioned a lot of their songs. So I played their big hit from the 90s, Possum Dixon. Possum Dixon, that's another band. Possum Kingdom, the name of the song I played for you. Hey, you know what? I do need to remind you of one thing and one thing only. That's each and every Thursday, you can join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for Quartz in Session. It's 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artist. Again, it's Thursdays at 8, and it re-airs on Monday afternoon. Monday afternoon. You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program, and my name is Paul, and I appreciate you listening. As always, you're thinking, hey, there's a song I want to hear on a future show. Well, you know what you have to do. There's only one thing you have to do. You have to email me. So if you email me, I might play it. Yeah, so the email address is wrctrequest@gmail.com. Indeed, that is the email address.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Thank you so much for tuning in at this time. Why? Because it is at this time each and every week I do a thing called the Mock. What is the Mock? I take a word, artist, performer, theme. I take something and I play a bunch of cover songs, tribute songs, songs that somehow relate to said theme. I have a Terry Gilkinson Mock to get to. A Terry Gilkinson, you're like, dude, you're digging. And I am digging, but I'm digging for good reasons. Tell you more about the Mock after I remind you that Attic Records is located in Millvale, and they join you in supporting WRCT. They're open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stomps in between. Now, Attic Records is family-owned and operated. They pay for quality used records and CDs, and they have no collection too big or no collection too small that they're willing to pay for. Again, that's Attic Records in Millvale. You can reach them at 412-821-8484. But now we need to get into the Mock, this thing called the Mock. I'm putting Terry Gilkinson under the Mock light. Now, back in the 1950s, he was in a band called the Easy Riders, a folky little band. But he wrote a bunch of songs outside of just the stuff for the Easy Riders that a lot of artists... I mean, in fact, Frankie Lane had a bunch of hits with his songs. So what I'm going to do is play covers of songs he has written. But that also means I'm not going to play the original version that so that Frankie Lane had the hit. I'm not playing his version. I'll play a different version. In fact, you might be hearing this song. Yeah, Dean Martin, but you're not going to hear Dean Martin's version of it. So sit back and listen and enjoy. We have a Terry Gilkinson Mock coming your way right here on the Viva La Mock radio program. I'm going to start things off with the Scottish band Idlewild doing their version of Blue Mountain here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
My past you must not know. I seek a refuge from the law, where the sage and pinion grow. Blue Mountain, your azure deep. Blue Mountain with sides so steep. Blue Mountain with horse head on your side. You have won my love to keep. I chums with Laddick O'Gordon, and I drinks at the Blue Goose Saloon, and dance all night with the Mormon girls, and ride home beneath the moon. Blue Mountain, your azure deep. holes in the door. His calico treasure my horse can measure when I'm drunk and feeling sore. The mountain, your azure deep, the mountain with sides so steep. With shortened lope, dark few clothes without any soap. In the little green valley, they've made their sally, and for slicks, there's still some hope. Blue Mountain, your azure deep, Blue Mountain with sides so steep, Blue Mountain with horse head on your side. Summertime it is fine, in the winter the wind doth whine, but say, dear brother, if you need a mother, there's Ev on the old chuck line.
What the wild wind knows, and I must go where the wild wind blows. Wild wind, brother wind, which is best? A wandering fool or a heart at rest? Tonight I heard the wild wind cry, blowing north in the desert sky. Tried to sleep, why even try? Tonight I heard the wild wind cry. Well, my heart knows what the wild wind knows, and I must go where the wild wind blows. Wild wind, brother wind, which is best? A wandering fool or a heart at rest? A woman was kind and true to me. Well, she thinks she loves me, the more fool she. She's got a love that ain't no sin, but she can't love the brother of the wild wind. Well, my heart knows what the wild wind knows. I must go where the wild wind blows. Wild wind, brother wind, which is best? A wandering fool or a heart at rest? The cabin is warm and the snow is deep, and I've got a woman who lies asleep. She'll wake up at tomorrow's dawn and find soon enough that a man is gone. Well, my heart knows what the wild wind knows. I must go where the wild wind blows. Wild wind, brother wind, which is best? A wandering fool or a heart at rest? Let me fly. Spring is coming and the ice will break, and I can't linger for a woman's sake. She'll see a shadow pass overhead, and she'll find a ring beside her bed. Well, my heart knows what the wild wind knows, and I must go where the wild wind blows. Wild wind, brother wind, which is best?
Thank you. like you do. So I'm just strolling downtown. I'm gonna walk through the night. Got so much time to lose. I'm strolling downtown. I'm gonna walk through the night. And I got
under the rocks and plants, and take a glance at the fancy ants. Then maybe try a few.
Are you putting me on?
The bare necessities of life will come to you.
You okay, Marshall?
I have a few itches on me. To keep scratching them.
Look for the bare necessities.
The simple bare necessities.
Forget about your worries and your strife.
I mean the bare necessities.
That's why a bear can rest at ease. With just the bare necessities of life. When you pick a pawpaw or a prickly pear.
When you pick a ruffle, next time beware.
Don't pick the prickly pear by paw.
When you pick a pear, try to use the claw.
But you don't need to use the claw.
When you pick a pear of the big paw.
The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. They'll come to you. They'll come to you.
That's Astrid Gilberto doing her version of the classic tune Bare Necessities. Yeah, you're thinking that was from the Jungle Book, Mockster. Yeah, it was, because Terry Gilkinson, after he left the Easy Riders, what he did was he joined Disney, actually. Joined Disney, and believe it or not, he has songs that were in Swiss Family Robinson, The Three Lives of Thomasina, yeah, The Moonspinners, The Aristocats, and the thing is, he had a bunch of songs that were meant for The Jungle Book. They got scrapped in Bare Necessities, and ended up being the one that they kept, and it's the one that actually got an Academy Award for the film, so... Great song. We're only halfway through the mock. We're only midway through the mock of Terry Gilkinson. Before I get back into more of the music, I just wanted to kind of break in, tell you some stuff about what I've been playing, because I still got about five more songs to continue this mock. So before the Astrid Gilberto, Robin Luke in there from the late 1950s. His big hit was a song called Susie Darlin, but he did a version of Strollin' Blues. So I figured I would stroll that out to you. Also, Brian Setzer in there from the Nitro Burnin' Funny Daddy album with the song he called Wild Wind, but the original song is called The Cry of the Wild Goose. Now, Terry Gilkinson originally recorded and released it back in 1949. However, a year later, Frankie Lane took that song to number one. And then the Easy Riders recorded it in 1960, but Terry's got the writing credit on it, so it is part of the mock. And speaking of the writing credit, Idlewild start off the entire set with the song Blue Mountain. Terry Gilkinson also penned. And you're thinking, do I know the name Gilkinson? Yes, Eliza Gilkinson. You're thinking that's where it is. That's his daughter. So let's get back more into music. Less about the ramblings. And started off the entire set when I was talking. My background music was Dean Martin, doing the classic Memories Are Made of This. So why not get a classic artist who did a version of that song as well? Talking Johnny Cash.
Take one fresh and tender kiss, add one stolen night of bliss. One girl, one boy, some grief, some joy. Memories are made of this. Don't forget a small moonbeam, fold it lightly with a dream. Your lips and mine to sip the wine. Memories are made of this. Then at the wedding bell, one house where lovers dwell, three little kids for the flavor. Stir carefully through the day, see how the flavor stays. These are the dreams that we will savor with his blessings from above. Serve it generously with love. One man, one wife, one love for life. Memories are made of this. Memories are made of this. Memories are made of this.
Once there were valleys where rivers used to run. Once there were blue skies with white clouds high above. Once they were part of an everlasting love. We were the lovers who strove are gone now, parched by the sun, gone from the valleys where rivers used to run, gone with the cold wind. truth swept into my heart. Gone with the lovers who let their dreams depart. Where are the green fields that we used to roam? I'll never know what made you run away. How can I keep searching when dark clouds hide the day? I only know there's nothing here for me. Nothing in this wide world left for me to see. But I'll keep on waiting till you return. I'll keep on waiting until the day you love. You can't be happy while your heart's on the roam. You can't be happy until you bring it home. Home to the green fields and me once again.
I lie awake and I listen to the noise that it made. Wish the freight train didn't run so near. Rattle and the clatter of the old fast freight keeps making music in my ear. Go bum again. Go bum again. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack, the wheels are spinning on the railroad track. If you go, if you go, you can't come back. Hear the lonesome whistle blowing, hear the mountain whistle blowing. If you go, if you go, you can't come back. If you go, if you go, you can't come back. I wouldn't give a nickel for the bum I used to be. Work as hard as any man in town. Got a pretty woman means the world to me, and I'd be a fool to put her down. Go bum again, go bum again. Clickety clack, clickety clack, the wheels are spinning on the railroad track. Hear the Lord some whistle blowing. Give on some whistle blowing. Clickety clack, clickety clack. If you go, you can't come back. Go bum again. I lie awake and I listen to the noise that it made. In my heart I know I'm on that train. Roar and whistle, they rattle at my feet. Thank the Lord I'm just bum again. Go bum again. Go bum again. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack. If you go, you can't come back. If you go, if you go, you can't come back.
Tell me what you see. The lady likes to look her best before she pours the tea. You see diamonds straight down that makes the evening sun go down. Oh, look me over closely. Tell me what you find. But don't be over anxious. I'm not the marrying kind. I'm a pawn in a storm. You'll harbor where it's warm. In my arms you will hide from the great big world outside. Oh, but when you come and see me, don't try to change my ways. You have a part
and there you'll always stay. There's room for all, love for all, but don't blame me if you fall. So look me over closely and then make up your mind. But darling, please remember this, I'm holding you before we kiss. So look me over closely, because I may be the marrying kind. Oh yeah, I may be the marrying kind. Oh well, I may be the marrying kind.
Jack and Meg White. The White Stripes wrapping up a Terry Gilkinson mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program. The song they did was actually Look Me Over Closely. First release, I should say. Terry wrote it, but originally released or recorded by Marlene Dietrich. Yeah. Back in, I got the year here. 1953. Back in 1951, however, Terry Gilkinson recorded his song Fast Freight and released it. And then in 1967, Tim Hardin did a version. So I played the Tim Hardin version from 1967. Then I threw Julian Cope in there. What? I threw Julian Cope in there because he had a song called East Easy Rider, and Terry Gilkinson was in the Easy Riders. Before that, you're thinking, that sounded so much like Michael Stipe, but that wasn't R.E.M. No, it was actually Michael Stipe along with the electronic artist Faultline doing their version of Greenfields, and start off the entire set with Johnny Cash, the Man in Black. Went back to Unchained for his version of Memories Are Made of This. And that was a Terry Gilkinson mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Oops, I hit the wrong button, made that my background music. There it is. It, like, disappeared on me. I wanted to play it louder, and I turned it off. Now, this is the original from the movie The Jungle Book by Phil Harris. And you heard my Astrid Gilberto version, but it's just such a great little song, isn't it? Anyway, that is a mock. If you have a suggestion for a mock, you can always drop me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. We still got more music to go. What? We got, let's say, just under a half hour left of this program, or at least of this hour. Who knows what happens after this hour? Who knows what happens after each hour? But we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out, won't we? You and me together. Anyway, listen to a little bit more of Bare Necessities and then get you an important message, and then we'll come back and do some more music.
Have I given you a clue?
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
Let's get back into the music. Now, next song I want to play did not quite make the mock. Well, it didn't make the mock. The mock is over, so it didn't make the mock because Terry Gilkinson did not write the song, which was the criteria for tonight's mocking for the most part. But it's a song that the Easy Riders had a hit with, but it was a cover that they were doing because they did a lot of those as well. And it was a cover of a 1927 song called Tell the Captain. Now, the interesting thing about this song is that someone else had a hit with this song after rearranging it. So I want to play a little bit of the Easy Riders, so you can hear what I'm talking about.
So, hoist up the John B. sails, see how the mainsail sails.
Now, listen to it.
Send for the captain to go debail. We want to go home,
come on the ship, John B.
We want to go.
You picking it up? Yeah, Brian Wilson snagged that tune and said, hey, I'm going to put my version of that song on Pet Sounds. It sounded like this.
Bye.
from 1980's Xanadu album. That is indeed the Electric Light Orchestra wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mac radio program with All Over the World. Now, doesn't that song just make you want to strap on some roller skates and put on some short shorts and just go to town? Does it? I don't know. I mean, that's what I did. That's why I came into the studio. Do this little radio show in roller skates. Duh. Before that, Akron, Ohio's own Tin Huey doing their version of the Neil Diamond penned I'm a Believer. Jackson 5. Yeah, that was the Jackson 5 doing a Jackson Brown cover, Dr. My Eyes. And the Beach Boys, Sloop John B., started off that entire set of music. We've only got just over 10 minutes left in this hour of this program. What is this program? This program is called Viva La Mac. I'm the Mockster. My name is Paul. Thank you so much for tuning in, enjoying what you're listening to. Send me a note. WRCTRequest@gmail.com is the request line, the request email. How about some Toadies acoustic for you?
Make up your mind. Decide to walk with me around the lake tonight. Around the lake tonight, by my side. Gentlemen,
Syd Barrett wrapping up that short set of music as we are approaching the top of the hour with Octopus. Before the Syd Barrett, the Toadies went back to an album they put out called Heretics, where they re-envisioned a lot of their songs. So I played their big hit from the 90s, Possum Dixon. Possum Dixon, that's another band, Possum Kingdom, the name of the song I played for you. Hey, you know what? I do need to remind you of one thing and one thing only. That's each and every Thursday. You can join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for Quartz in Session. It's 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artist. Again, it's Thursdays at 8, and it re-airs on Monday afternoon. Monday afternoon. You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program, and my name is Paul, and I appreciate you listening. As always, you're thinking, hey, there's a song I want to hear on a future show. Well, you know what you have to do. There's only one thing you have to do. You have to email me. So if you email me, I might play it. Yeah, so the email address is wrctrequest@gmail.com. Indeed, that is the email address.
Depose from the faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
I want to start today talking a little bit about so-called freedom. And the reason I say so-called is because much of the discussion of freedom, much of the use of the word freedom is actually coming from extreme authoritarians who only believe in the type of freedom that benefits them. They only believe in the type of freedom that allows them to impose whatever they want onto everybody else, restricting everybody else's freedom. It's an extremely authoritarian and historically popular with fascists perspective on what freedom means. The freedom to tell others what to do, for example, or the freedom to stay in power even when you lost an election. It's freedom to be extremely authoritarian, no matter what anybody else wants, says, or believes. And in the past, we've talked about the people that claim their rights. We saw this early with COVID a lot, actually. They focus on, these are my rights. They claim their rights. But they're obsessed with their rights in a complete and total vacuum from the responsibilities that come with those rights and that allow everybody to maintain those rights. And this is sort of a similar thing, much the same way freedom during the pandemic that's been preached by a lot of these people means my version of freedom only, which is a very authoritarian concept and perspective. And, you know, some examples. By freedom, the state of Florida under Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is a really good example. There's a very good article in The Guardian that explains that the theme and the concept of freedom pushed by DeSantis and the Florida legislature is actually authoritarianism cloaked as freedom. Look at the so-called Stop Woke Act. And that imposes from above, from people who know nothing about education, what is allowed to be taught in individual classrooms. They talk about it as freedom, but it's actually extremely authoritarian. Republicans are talking about, in Florida, an extreme abortion ban without even an exception for rape or incest. That's an outrageously authoritarian way of telling women what they have to do. Outlawing mask requirements in all sorts of places. That's not freedom and liberty. It's authoritarian. You're imposing one option on all sorts of organizations, despite claiming to be about freedom. They claim to be against regulating business, and yet they say, we are banning masking or vaccination requirements. And even in the context of the big lie around the 2020 election, they talk about the freedom to have only legal votes counted. That's what they say in all of these catchphrases. But ultimately, all of it is in service to the wildly dictatorial authoritarian idea that when you lose an election, you can find some way to stay in power. And there's few things more dictatorial than that. There's some really interesting research into the concept of competitive authoritarianism. You can Google that phrase and you'll find a ton of academic papers about it. And what competitive authoritarianism refers to is you have, in theory, the front of democratic institutions and electoral competition. Whoever convinces voters that they are the better candidate, the better choice, wins and gets to govern. But it's actually unfair competition where incumbents try to use all sorts of mechanisms, including courts. Remember Trump with his 63 court filings, the media going out at 2 a.m. and putting into the media the narrative that I actually won, manipulation of the voting systems, telling Georgia to do this and Arizona to do that. They're using the courts, media and the voting systems to stay in power even when they lose, when there is a front of fair democratic institutions. And that's a lot of what 2020 looked like. There's a very good Vox article which says what these people want to do is strike a balance where they want to